Anna's little helper is about the lead character is Dax. He's a fast-talking, slick businessman who's a little bit down in his luck, and Santa Claus is looking for a new right-hand man, as we call it in the movie, a ho-ho-ho. So he sends Billy, which is played by Anna Lib McCord, she sends that character down to the States, I guess you could say, and she tries to see if Dax will be able to become Santa's little helper and the right-hand man. However, there's another elf, Eleanor, who thinks that she should be the right-hand man. She thinks she should be the Santa's little helper. So who will become Santa's little helper? You'll have to wait and see this Sunday and the television premiere on USA at 8 p.m. or go get it on DVD and digital HD, which you can get right now. And I think you should do both, to be honest with you.
All right, awesome. I'll be tuning into that after the Dolphins game this Sunday for sure.
Dolphins? Who watches the Dolphins?
It's been a miserable life my whole life. Hey, aren't you a Browns fan, Miz?
I mean, this isn't the year of Dan Marino, man. I mean, are you kidding me? You're watching the Dolphins, really? What do you think? You think they're actually going to make the playoffs? They're going to take out the Jets? They're going to take out New England Patriots? Come on, man. Grow up. Who needs the Dolphins? Just watch Santa's Little Helper. Don't go through the turmoil and torment of watching Ryan Tannehill throw an interception. Let's just do it this way. Don't watch a Lamar Miller fumble. Watch Santa's Little Helper this Sunday at 8 o'clock USA. Save yourself the horribleness of watching a Dolphins game. Thank you.
All right. Well, hey, you sound like you got some sound fantasy advice there, Miz. I'm actually your former coworker.
Save
I work at SiriusXM Fantasy.
From Donovan Sue, from Sue basically getting himself ousted from the game from personal conduct rules and doing helmet-to-helmet contact. Save yourself of those torments.
Just get back to Santa's little helper, okay?
Sorry. I went on a whole tirade. He brought up the Dolphins. If he brought up, a good team, then I would have been okay.
That's totally fine. You can rant as much as you want. I'm still feeling a little starstruck. I watch you guys every. I'm like one of those people that interviewings. That's like I'm a Monday, Thursday pay per view kind of guy. And I wanted to actually ask.
This week you're a whole week kind of guy, aren't you? Because it's WWE week on USA. I mean, it starts off with Santa's Little Helper on Sunday. Monday it's Monday Night Raw. Tuesday is SmackDown Live, and Wednesday is Tribute to the Troops. So you get a whole week of WWE on USA.
Is Paige the guest on Miz TV this week?
You never know. Miz TV always comes out, and it always gets action-packed ratings. I'm better than Jerry Springer, more captivating than Nancy Grace. I've got better questions than Maury Povich, so I'm ready to go.
Speaking of being ready to go, my question is this, guys. You guys, and if you watch TLC, your bodies were put through, and not maybe specifically your guys's, but like the Lucha Dragons going through all those ladders and stuff like that, but you guys wrestle 5 times a week. How do you recover in such a short amount of time to be able to wrestle the next day? That's always fascinated me.
You know, behind the scenes, though, we do have like a good medical team. So anything we need, chiropractor, a masseuse, we have trainers, doctors, literally at the click of our fingers, they're right there. So anytime we're feeling aches and pains, we just go to them and if we're at home or, sometimes before the show, we could go see some people to, put our aches and pains at rest. But yeah, we have a solid team, so we're lucky. We're lucky.
Or you just host Miz TV and that's all you do. That's what I like to do.
They can't hit the moneymaker. That's all good, man.
There it is, man.
That's a smart idea. I might start Paige TV.
Yeah, I would love that. And Paige, you were great on the show that they had. I watched the whole thing, and now I can't remember the name of it. That's really awful of me.
Tough enough.
There you go. Both of you, Tough Enough, were awesome on that. One question I want to ask you guys, too. Do you guys prefer being faces or heels? Because I think you both are great in your heel role. Do you prefer to be a face and have the crowd cheering for you? Even though, Paige, they cheer for you loudly even as a heel.
Thanks.
Yeah, that's the frustrating part. Like, I love being a heel. I love being an edgy, outspoken, bitchy kind of heel. Like, I love it. I love it. And if people cheer for it, they cheer for it. You can't really stop them, can you?
See, I never look at myself as a bad guy or a good guy. I just go out there and do what I do. And if people don't like it, tough. Because I'd rather people love me for everything I am than hate me for something I'm not.
Who's been the most influential in both of your careers? You guys are at superstardom right now, but you had, you know, a tough road of getting there. Who's been really helpful in getting you to where you're at now?
Well, my whole family, obviously, being in the wrestling business, they were very influential to me, like, growing up with them and learning the craft from them, you know. Like, but WWE-wise, I've always been a huge fan of Stone Cold Steve Austin. He reminds me, like, what Miz just said, basically. He'll go out there and be his absolute self, and some weeks people hate it, some weeks people love it. You know, he could be the exact same person, whether he's heel or face. And I always loved Paul Nakano and Lita, you know, just like original anti-divas against the norm. So, yeah, they're the ones who have been the most influential.
And for me, I'll tell you this, John Murray and Mary Ellis Bunim, you might not know who those are, but they're the people that created the Real World. And without the Real World, I know for a fact I would have never become a WWE superstar, because I wouldn't have had the confidence to realize that I could do something in the entertainment, I could do something on television. And so giving me that opportunity to do the Real World allowed me to venture out and see I could do anything I wanted. So as far as WWE is concerned, I mean, Vincent Kennedy McMahon, I mean, he gave me the job, gave me the ability to do that. You also have, you know, Shawn Michaels, Triple H, you know, The Rock, John Cena. You know, wrestling John Cena in the main event of WrestleMania 27 taught me not only what it took to become a top talent in the WWE, but it just taught me so much more about how to try to stay at the top. And Cena has done that time and time again. And that's really the part that's the most difficult. Once you're there, staying there. And so it's very difficult, but Cena's taught me a lot.